Well, we're turning now to the continuing response to that stinging report on how Gardaí police our roads. The report published yesterday found that while many members of the roads policing unit were professional and dedicated, a noticeable minority spent the day doing little or nothing. These Gardaí were open about their dislike of the job because they had no expectation that their attitude would have consequences. The Policing and Community Safety Authority, which oversees the force's performance, said it was deeply concerned by the findings and by the apparent reluctance to manage uncooperative Gardaí. Elaine Byrne is the authority's chairperson and she's with us this afternoon in studio. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
You've known about these findings, I think, since late June. Prior to that, would you have been aware of problems within the roads policing unit?
Yeah, look, the Policing Community and Safety Authority, which was established in April, and its predecessor, the Policing Authority, was certainly aware of it. These are matters that any cursory examination of our minutes will see that for a substantial amount of time, we have had an issue around performance management on Garda Síochána in general, and indeed in our performance assessment report, which was published last month. One of the key findings was a lack of performance management across on Garda Síochána, not just within roads policing.
So you would then also have been aware of one of the most serious issues raised by this report, that there seems to be very little management of poor performance.
Yeah, and this is something that we're very keen to emphasise, that this is a matter that is brought out through the Crowe report, but this is an issue right through on Garda Síochána that we would have a concern about around the performance management system. We believe that it's not working. We believe that this is not just a roads policing issue, it's about the general culture of performance management within on Garda Síochána. And we believe that there's a strategic level to ensure that an Garda Síochána puts in place a culture that allows for people who want to do a job to get on and do that job, and for people who are not doing that job to be held accountable through performance management for not doing that job.
The report sets out in a number of ways why the investigators believe that people aren't being managed effectively. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, in our conversations with an Garda Síochána, through all ranks and levels of the organisation, we have found that an Garda Síochána have repeatedly expressed their frustration to us with the current system, which is called the PALF, the PALF, the Competency-Based Performance Accountability and Learning Framework. It does not assist sergeants and skippers and inspectors to manage the performance of an Garda Síochána. It does not necessarily help them to develop and hold them accountable for the work that they're doing.
Given all of that, should Garda headquarters, should they commission reports into other areas of policing?
Yes, the Women's Aid published a report earlier a couple of months ago which showed that there is a significant amount of dissatisfaction among members of the public when it comes to their engagement with an Garda Síochána around domestic violence, and over 40% feel dissatisfied, and indeed there are findings that have been echoed in the Garda Inspectorate report. There are a significant amount of guards who do a fantastic job and do a really hard job every day, but there are also a significant cohort that don't, and who it seems have been allowed to not do their job properly because they haven't been supervised properly. So this is an issue that it goes through right the organisation. Leadership happens at a lot of levels. The most important level in the Guards is probably the sergeant or the skipper, and those ranks need to be assisted and supported in tackling poor performance. And you know, if I was a chief superintendent, I would be looking at my division and I would be curious and asking myself questions around, you know, these issues around that have been shown in this independent review of the Crowe report on roads policing. Are there other issues within my division that have concerns around performance of an Garda Síochána?
And do you believe that there are?
Yes, we do, yes.
So who then needs to take action and what should they be doing?
Well, look, I spoke to the commissioner today, and I've also spoken to the incoming Garda commissioner, Justin Kelly, and I know that he is as committed as the current commissioner is to looking at performance management. There is a review group that has been established within on Garda Síochána. However, you know, we would be of the view and the authority that we shouldn't just be, the focus should not just be on working groups and review groups. And at its most basic, if people are not managing, if people are not performing properly, then the conversations need to be had about, with people who are not performing. I mean, this is something that happens in every sector of Irish society, in the public sector, in the private sector. People are not performing, then conversations are had, and the expectations of their responsibilities should also be outlined to them.
Isn't any change, though, in this area, any change in how performance is managed, isn't that likely to be met by pushback from the Garda Representative Association?
Well, I would see this as an opportunity for the Garda associations and the unions, of which I have spoken to every single one of them over the last 6 weeks, 2 months. I think it's a responsibility of the associations and the unions to support An Garda Síochána in its attempts to introduce and implement an effective performance management system. The associations and the unions do not just represent the cohort who don't work, they represent the cohort who want to get on and bloody well get on with their job. And I think that an association and a union would support An Garda Síochána in implementing that effective performance management system, which would allow people to grow within the organisation and to address the people who are not working. Because from my conversations with guards up and down the country, that there is a deep frustration that guards are doing the work of other people who, you know, seem to be at times hiding and not doing what they should be doing.
Mm-hmm. And I suppose anybody who's been in that situation in any workplace will know how corrosive it can be if there are members of the team who aren't doing their job. The GRA, though, has argued that context is important here. They point out that numbers are down, and that's something that the report says as well. They also say members don't often receive sufficient training. Have they a point?
Yes, the report outlined concerns around logistics, concerns around training. But I would have to say, you know, framing the issue around low morale is not necessarily very helpful. I'm not sure that there's anyone who feels that they don't want to work, that they can use low morale as an excuse to legitimately say that I'm not going to do my job today. Guards took a job and they took an oath to perform that job, and it is a very serious responsibility. And in context of roads policing, there is not a person in this country who has not been affected in some manner because of the consequences of the worst atrocities on our roads. And I think there is nobody around the table, whether you are the Minister for Justice, whether you are the associations or the Guard leadership team or the members of the public, who don't believe that we shouldn't have more guards. I mean, that's something that unifies everybody. But it should also be important that those who are doing their jobs within An Garda Síochána are actually doing their jobs. And it must be very frustrating, and I know it's very frustrating for hard working guards to look on and see others not performing and not being called to account.
Elaine Byrne, Chair of the Policing and Community Safety Authority, thanks indeed for being with us this afternoon. We'll have more on the programme after a short break.